Do the tough things first.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. Zinn covers the gamut from the essence of human happiness.
Having value is key to human happiness.
To the downside of venture capital for entrepreneurs.
Venture capital can be the antithesis of entrepreneurial spirit.
The essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
An entrepreneur without determination is truly an oxymoron.
Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO.
Welcome once again to the Tough Things First podcast. I am David J. Greer, and I am delighted to guest host this podcast for a second time. Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO and author of the book Tough Things First, is a wellspring of wisdom about building profitable companies that believes in their people. And that is what we will dig into with Ray today, people and organizational culture. They go hand in hand. You cannot expect good employees to perform well in a bad culture. Ray's semiconductor company, Micrel, had the lowest employee turnover rate in his industry, so certainly had a healthy culture. Hello, Ray.
Well, thank you, David. Good day to you also.
Well, thank you. Let's talk about the culture you created at Micrel and what founders need to do to develop the culture at their startup. I'd like to start with this query. Few entrepreneurs make a conscious effort to define and develop their corporate culture. What led you to make culture so important at Micrel?
Well, you know, every company has a culture, whether you set one up or not. So there's a formal culture and there's the informal culture. Formal culture is the one that you identify as who you are, like the HP way or get to the last drop, or you have a certain thing that you want to be known for, and that's defined literally in the employee handbook, so to speak. And so we did that at Micrel. We want to be known for honesty and integrity, and then respecting the people, because that was kind of the 40,000 foot view of how we wanted it. The company to be viewed, because we were focusing on the employees and on people. And I know that some people disagree with me because they say customers come first. And I say, no, employees come first, because without the employees, the customer's not going to be happy anyway. So we were definitely an employee-focused company. I wanted the company to feel like home. And so then you can, once you say, okay, what do you want to be known for? Then you can kind of draft the formal proposal of what that culture has to be in the company to let you achieve that goal that you see for your company. So that's number one. The second thing is the informal culture. The informal culture is kind of the way it ends up. In other words, all the stuff you say in writing. And the informal may be different. Informal culture could be, the race oriented. It could be sex oriented. It could be, indigenous oriented. I mean, any number of orientations that, depending upon the people you hire, will take on a flavor. Unfortunately, if the informal culture doesn't match the formal culture, it doesn't work real well. So you want to make sure that your informal culture also drives towards your formal culture. And I think that's important for the listener to understand.
Yeah, I call that living your values and your culture.
Exactly.
And did you, I mean, I think from a previous conversation with you, you talked about every quarter you did a video where everyone got to see you speaking and you recognized outstanding employees. And I think that's a beautiful way for you to highlight the culture of the company and to do it personally. What other ways did you or your senior management team, what conscious things did you do to live and demonstrate your culture to all the rest of the employees of the company?
I think it's important that the management itself understands what you stand for. In other words, I had all my senior management be able to recite the Scout Oath. On my honor, do my best to do my duty. That's the Scout Oath. Well, it's more to it than that. But anyway, they had to learn and be able to recite that, because in the Scout Oath, it says, and to help other people at all times. And so, you know, I said, you know, when people call, you don't say, hey, this is Joe Blow. You say, how can I help you? And so it was reinforcing that, hey, we want to be helpful. How do I help you? What can I do for you? And then we allowed no condescending language. In other words, you couldn't curse anybody out. You couldn't yell and scream at them. Even if you're not using swear words, you couldn't elevate your voice and get angry. You had to speak in a calm and deliberate manner. And so people felt more at home. And that's what I wanted to develop at the company, was more of, hey, you know, you're safe. You're at home. You've got your family around you. And people feel more comfortable. They don't feel threatened if it's more of a home type atmosphere. And so that was another focus that I tried to get my senior management to adopt, is make it feel like home.
You know, that's what I love about just what you've said. What I read in Tough Things First is how you just absolutely led the way in defining that culture, but more importantly, actually living that culture every single day. One of the things I'm curious about is your hiring processes, and how did you make sure you got people that were aligned with these cultural norms, which were so important to you and the success of the company?
Okay, good, because without being too euphemistic, birds of a feather flock together. And so if you hire the right people, then they hire the right people, then they hire the right people. You can see how the flock now, you know, you got all the geese flying in line there in a V-shape, you know, because everybody lines up, and they hire the people that reflect their values, and then those people hire the people that reflect their values. So it starts at the top, you know, like the lead goose in a formation. He's got to lead the way. You know, he's right out in front. And then everybody else falls in line, and you don't see blackbirds flying with geese. You know, you don't. Birds of a feather flock together. And that's kind of what we did. We made sure that we hired the right people, then they would hire the right people, then those people would hire the right people.
And then as an international company, you know, hiring across many different geographies and different social cultures, was there any adjustments you had to make to your, you know, critical cultural components as you grew and expanded across those geographies?
Super, super question, David. You know, that's the key, because everybody's home is the same. You know, home is home. And it doesn't matter whether you're in China or you're in India or in England, France, or the United States, or Polynesia. You're, you know, family's family. And so as long as you have that family orientation, it doesn't matter where you live, because the cultures are the same in that respect. Now, I'm not saying about the detail of the way you eat your meals and sleep and so forth, but I'm talking about the concept of family is similar from country to country.
I think that's really powerful, Ray. Home is home, and family is family. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just so fantastic how you built a company that truly lived those values all around the planet. It's great advice, Ray. Thanks for sharing your knowledge and experience on corporate culture. I'm Coach David J. Greer, your guest host for today's Tough Things First podcast. In my book, Wind in Your Sails, Vital Strategies That Accelerate Your Entrepreneurial Growth, I dedicate an entire chapter to people, culture, and how aligning these is the way you accelerate and grow your company. Learn more on my website, CoachDJGreer.com. Speaking of books, do get a copy of the book, Tough Things First, by Ray Zinn. It is a solid guide to creating enduring companies. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on your desktop, iOS, or Android phone to hear more of Ray's extraordinary entrepreneurial journey. Learn Ray's tough lessons so you too can build an enduring and profitable company.